Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com worldwide. I'm delighted to welcome Mary Considine, who is the chief executive of Shannon Airport Group. And first of all, it's nice to welcome you, Mary, since we met for the first time this week here in New York at a luncheon that was hosted by Tourism Ireland. And first of all, I just want to ask you about the Shannon Airport Group. It's a rebranding, and maybe you'll tell us about that first.
Well, good morning, Adrian, and good morning to all your listeners. And I'm delighted to be with you this morning. So to tell you a little bit about who we are, as you said there, we've just rebranded ourselves, and we were formerly known as the Shannon Group. So we've rebranded ourselves to the Shannon Airport Group, and that's really bringing the airport really into the heart of everything we do. Because as a company, we have Shannon International Airport, the gateway to the Wild Atlantic Way. We have a significant property portfolio, and we have a tourism heritage business called Shannon Heritage. And what we did really post the pandemic is try to look at, first of all, our mandate and what we need to do to really focus on the recovery and getting visitors back into the west of Ireland. And we felt by refreshing our brand and bringing the airport very much to the fore of our name that it would do as they say, says on the tin, to use the Ronsey lad. So that was really the rationale behind the rebrand, Adrian.
Let me ask you, well, first of all, Alison Metcalf, who runs, as most of our listeners would know, not only North America, but Australia and New Zealand, her not only introduction, her pointing out some of the features of Shannon Airport and the promotion of Shannon Airport that rings well in not only my ears, but also to a lot of people from the west of Ireland who felt actually gypped as the pandemic hit. And of course, we've had 2 years that, in fact, it did. The pandemic affected Shannon and Shannon Airport in particular, an extra heavy blow during the pandemic. What effect did that have on tourism and on your region?
Well, I suppose Shannon Airport is the beating heart of our region. It's the gateway to the west of Ireland, and we all know how important tourism and welcoming visitors are to the west of Ireland. We're very fortunate where we're located on the Wild Atlantic Way, and for your listeners who haven't been to Ireland, and I hope many of them have or have been to Shannon, but the Wild Atlantic Way is almost 1,600 miles of the most spectacular coastline, stretching from Donegal at the north to Cork at the south. And we're bang smack in the middle, in the Midwest, and we serve that entire catchment area, and we're also the airport that serves, from a US perspective, the three largest cities outside of Dublin, which is Galway, Limerick and Cork, and they're all within a 90-minute drive. So when international travel stopped in March of 2020, we lost access to all those key gateways. And I know the whole world was going through a pandemic and we all played our part, but the reality is the restrictions that were imposed on travel and on aviation lasted much longer than on other sectors. And really, it's been this summer before we've seen things turn back, return to normality. And I think the last step on the journey was the lifting of the requirement for pre-testing into the US, and that was removed during the summer. And since then, we've seen a real bounce in traffic to and from the US to Ireland. So that's really positive. And Aer Lingus, the national carrier, came back to Shannon in March. So from early March last year, this year, we still have to remind ourselves that we had COVID at the start of this year in Omicron, and it's still not fully gone away. But thankfully, those services are back since the 11th of March. So they're now serving JFK daily, Boston daily, and United are back on Newark. So they're operating from Newark daily. Now, that's a seasonal service from March through to the end of October. But Aer Lingus are operating daily around. So really important. And Adrian, as you said there, for people that, you know, from this part of the world, they realize how important the US visitors are. So we were delighted to be out in the US this week with Tourism Ireland to launch a major campaign going into the winter, promoting the west of Ireland, all that the Wild Atlantic Way has to offer, and access through Shannon Airport. And your listeners, for any of them that have travelled through the airport, will know firsthand how much easier it is to come directly into where they want to stay. You know, we're very fortunate that the US is a strong market in Ireland, very, very strong business, diaspora, heritage links, cultural links, tourism links. So right across the spectrum, we are so closely aligned, the two markets. And there's about 1.7 million visitors come from the US to Ireland every year. And looking back, and I'm used to quoting 2019 figures pre the pandemic, and over 50% of them come to the west of Ireland. So we want to make sure that they come directly into the west of Ireland, they come directly into Shannon. It's a much easier experience for them. And then when they're leaving Ireland and going back to the US, they'll be able to avail of US Customs and Border pre-clearance in Shannon. Our whole screening process is much easier. And I'd love to talk to your listeners about that. So it's just, everything is just easier through Shannon, and we're so delighted to welcome visitors in through our doors.
Well, let me again point out, or at least ask you about the level of commitment in terms of, and we know Aer Lingus is continuing their daily flights. Now, you had mentioned something about the end of October. Why is that significant again, if you wouldn't mind running by?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be delighted to. Aer Lingus are operating year-round. So they're daily year-round into JFK in Boston. So we will have access to the US on a daily basis year-round, those two really important gateways. United Airlines, the US carrier, their main hub is out of Newark Airport, and this year they're operating, they started back in March and they will finish in October, and then they will be back again next March into Shannon. So I think, you know, we want your listeners to be aware they have daily access year round with Aer Lingus, and they have the additional option of United Airlines operating from March again of next year right the way through the summer season.
I think the record will show that the, you know, the level of interest in Shannon, you know, versus Dublin, in addition to, you know, the convenience, most of us, particularly those in the west of Ireland, would say that, okay, that's fine. But what about the level of capacity? Will, assuming that Aer Lingus will continue to service Shannon Airport, but other airlines, the airlines who usually, highlighted Shannon, or if not highlighted, gave equal attention to Shannon Airport, should that send a signal to other airlines to, you know, to recapture and to reservice Shannon as well as Dublin?
I think you've made a really important point there. the two airlines that were operating into Shannon this summer have had, really satisfactory performance, high yield, very, very strong load factors. The flights are full. I came in from Boston this morning and the flight was full. So into Shannon. So that's really positive, and that's very positive for the carriers. What we would like to see now on the back of that successful relaunch of the transatlantic this year is more capacity into Shannon. And pre-COVID, we had Delta Airlines and American Airlines both operating into Shannon. Now, for their own operational reasons, nothing to do with the Shannon market per se, they didn't have the aircraft or the capacity to put back into Shannon this year. And airlines are still suffering post-pandemic. You know, they lost a lot of money. Their balance sheets took a severe walloping, to use that phrase.
Yes.
So they're obviously rebuilding back. And we believe that over the next 2 years, we hope to see those carriers back in Shannon. Historically, they would have had very strong market. Delta would have been operating from JFK and American from Philadelphia. Again, Philadelphia, a very important gateway for ourselves, a very strong market between that area, that part of the US East Coast and the West of Ireland. So we'd be confident of those services coming back. Prior to the pandemic, we also had Air Canada operating from Toronto. So again, we would like to see Canadian services coming back. So we're building back. And as Alison from Tourism Ireland spoke the other day, they estimate that by the end of this year, they will be back up to about 75% of pre-pandemic levels of travel, of tourism between the US and Ireland. From an airport perspective, we're going to be back up to slightly north of 80% this year. So a good recovery, better than we had forecast. But we have still a way to go. And it's important that everything is done to support the recovery and to support the marketplace. And that's why the launch of this campaign by Tourism Ireland in the US in advance of the winter season, the shoulder season, is very important to try and generate sustained interest in what is a fabulous, fabulous offering in the West of Ireland.
You know, believe it or not, Shannon Airport itself goes back to the established in 1945, and the ease of access, particularly for those on the West Coast, was indeed traditionally Shannon. You know, through the decades, when those of us from the West of Ireland talked about going to Ireland, we were really talking about going to Shannon. And it really didn't make sense to, if you were from the West or from the Midlands, it really didn't make that much sense to go onwards to Dublin. And I'm going to watch myself now that I don't whack Dublin Airport too much. But the truth of the matter is that one area of consistency in terms of Shannon Airport is you're in, you're out, the lines, the access, the parking, everything lends itself to, you know, the opposite of what we know about larger airports. And that actually has some consistency through the years. But as you pointed out, the pandemic rattled, everything. Now, let's go back to the Shannon Airport Group. The Shannon Airport Group incorporates some new attractions and areas, as you had your representatives the other day who were here too. You know, areas like, Adair, the Burren, Savoy, well, actually, and Carrickconnell Port, Shannon Heritage, and again the Doolin Ferry, and, you know, loads more ideas from Tourism Ireland. The group itself has catered and is catering to, and I assume expanding the promotional aspects of the new regrouping.
You're correct. We're very fortunate to have very strong industry partners in this region, and a number of them were in the US with us this week. You mentioned there Adair, Savoy, Bernico Tourism, Carrickconnell, and our own Shannon Heritage, which is part of the group. The other industry partners are in this area working very, very closely with us. But I think we were all consistent and on message, saying it's the ease of getting through Shannon Airport, getting the visitors directly into the west of Ireland so they can experience all of those fabulous, fabulous attractions have to offer. And, you know, we have such quality hotels in right on the western seaboard. If you look at from Ashford Castle down to Dunbeg, Drumoland, the Adair Manor, some fabulous properties. We mentioned the Savoy there. We have the best of golf, the best of Lynx golf courses on the western seaboard. Culture, music, activity-based holidays, the Wild Atlantic Way, the absolute rugged beauty of that. And I know you're from the west of Ireland yourself. We're just so fortunate to be living in such a beautiful part of the world, and it has so, so much to offer. And I think the people that we met this week got a sense of that from the industry partners that were in the US promoting Shannon, promoting the region, and promoting the Wild Atlantic Way. But if I talk about the airport itself, the airport itself, part of our branding and our value proposition is Fly Shannon, it's easier. So we need to live that. And why is it easier? It's easier because our staff have a huge pride in what they do, you know, huge pride in welcoming the visitors to Ireland. When you come into Shannon Airport, it's your first port of call when you come into Ireland. So you want to have that authentic experience, that Irish welcome. And I think all our staff would pride themselves in giving that. And then when we'll make it easy for you to get on the road. It's not congested. You can pick your car up outside the door, adjust to travelling on the other side of the road, avail of public transport if you're not comfortable driving. You know, all the options are there for, we have chauffeur limousines, you know, whatever yeah. the customer wants is available, and we will help them with that. What's really important is when they've experienced their hopefully, their wonderful stay in Ireland, be it, excuse me, a short break, a long break, a couple of weeks in the west of Ireland, when they're leaving to go back to the US, we've invested to make sure that the whole journey through the airport is as easy as possible. And we did a lot of this work during the lockdown, during COVID, to make sure that we were ready for reopening and that we had invested and grown for the future. So we did things like we invested in our screening technology. So no longer do our passengers have to take out their liquids and gels at security check. There's no 100-mil rule in Shannon, and you don't have to take out your laptop or your iPad or any of your other digital devices. And that's all because we have state-of-the-art technology that picks up on the liquid. So you don't have to dump your bottle of water. You can bring your full bottle of shampoo back home with you. So our suntan lotion if you're going on holidays, whatever you want to bring with you. And that makes it so easy for people going through because they're not taking stuff out of their bag. They're not trying to empty bottles. And, you know, I've seen it myself going through airports. That causes huge congestion. The other huge advantage to Shannon is we have U.S. Customs and Border Preclearance. And for any of your listeners that have traveled through that in Shannon, you'll know how easy, how spacious the actual area is and how easy and quick it is to get through it. And the other thing we've done in Shannon is that we have combined the security checks for the US with the European requirements at Central Search. So you only have to go through security once. You don't need to go through it a second time in CBP. So that's a huge saving to the airline, but most importantly, a saving in time and huge improvement in the customer experience for our passengers. And I mentioned to you the other day when we were talking in New York, my colleague who was with me actually arrived at the airport, went through security, went through US Customs and Border Preclearance, and was at the gate in 11 minutes. He just timed himself as an experiment. It is that easy through Shannon. And that means passengers have time to relax, to spend time in the duty-free. We're the first duty-free in the world. That whole concept came from Dr. Brendan O'Regan in Shannon. It's now a multi-billion dollar business. So you can spend time in our world-class duty-free. You can relax and have lunch, have a coffee, have a drink at the bar, experience the hospitality of our barman. So it's a really lovely experience, and you don't have to worry about getting through security, getting through queues. And thankfully, that investment and all we've done has really paid off as travel has reopened, because we see from our passengers and talking to our airline partners, people are anxious about traveling since the pandemic. You know, they're anxious about, will there be queues? Will there be congestion? Is it safe? So I think that's the unique advantage that we have in Shannon. We can help the passenger. We can make it really easy for them. We can take the stress out of the journey. And we've done things like put in a sensory room just to help people with special needs or children, families traveling with children with autism. So again, we have our staff are all trained to make that journey easier for people with any form of disability. We were awarded the age-friendly airport, one of only two in the world by the World Health Organization this year. And that again looks at our whole journey from an age-friendly perspective, because we, you know, our population is aging. It's to make sure that the journey is easy through them, and all the supports and the rest stations and are there just to help people through, and that we're there to help them on their journey. So we have a lot of unique advantages in Shannon, and you know, we're very confident they will help us grow the market going into the future. And what we'd like to see now is more capacity coming into Shannon. The only way that will happen is when the airlines are, you know, really performing well, which they have this summer. So the more people use Shannon, the more services the airlines put on, and the more we have to offer our consumer in return.
You didn't leave me much to add to that, because that is fantastic, and that's the reality of the matter. There are, I'm sure, a lot of our listeners, a great number, you know, who've kind of thrown up their hands and say, well, you know, such limited access to Shannon Airport and the promotion of, you know, Dublin in particular, that's high time that that would receive the publicity it will. In particular, we saw from Niall Gibbons, the world CEO of Tourism Ireland, that there's a concerted effort, and that this campaign, which is kicking in now, that will again, you know, reassure people, or indeed many who don't know about the access and all of the great advantages which you've outlined very well for us here, that people are going to know that things are, you know, that during this pandemic and your rebranding and now a massive publicity effort and add-on to what already has been a fantastic promotional, you know, outcome for Tourism Ireland, that Shannon is, and I with hesitancy say Shannon is back, Shannon never went away, but I think it's timely to, you know, remind everybody, hey, whatever you heard or whatever, you know, the trauma of having Shannon on a different level during the pandemic. Shannon is, and I agree with everything you're saying, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners too will, you know, respond to that, particularly now as we head into, you know, a softer season. Every reason in the world to choose, you know, the balance of this year here into whatever the shoulder season used to mean, it's back. And again, to reach your group and to get, you know, specific information on the Shannon Airport group, there is a website that will take you directly onto and get the details of what we've discussed here this morning. And the website, Mary, is shannongroup.ie.
Yes, that's correct. Our new refreshed website is SNN Airport, so SNN for Shannon, airportgroup.ie. Or indeed visit the Shannon Airport website, because the Shannon Airport consumer website has all the information that your listeners would require about ease of access to the airport, what airlines are currently flying to the airport, and all that we do to make it easier for the passenger. And I think, you know, if you look at Tourism Ireland's website as well, they're showing you really the fabulous activity-based holidays that are available, particularly, you know, as we go into what we call traditionally, and you mentioned it there, the shoulder season. There's still loads to do in Ireland. And, you know, we have a very temperate climate. We have a huge amount to offer. So I really think Ireland is becoming more a year-round offering, and we'd like your listeners to be aware of that and look to fly into Shannon during the winter. And obviously, if they're planning their summer vacation for 23, that they would look to Shannon first to access Ireland. I think there's a huge amount to offer, and really you can access the whole of Ireland from Shannon. It's an island nation. It's relatively easy to get around. We're a small country, so fly Shannon.
My guest, Mary Considine, Chief Executive of Shannon Airport Group, again with a new heavy-duty promotion, indeed to let everybody know that you know, Shannon is what it always has been. The most, it's first of all, it is the closest point in Europe to North America. And, well, good luck, and we look forward to indeed getting the attention not only of those of tourists who are heading for Ireland, but also the airlines that for, you know, some would say solid business reasons, dropped Shannon Airport during the pandemic. Now, back, there's no reason for other airlines not to take a solid look at that, and good luck again. It's great
thank
news.
You very much.
Okay,
thank you, Adrian.
And friends, you are listening to the Flannelly Show live from New York, Irish Radio Network USA, and of course worldwide on Irish Radio .com. And we'll be right back.